we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, happy Labor Day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we trust that you are going to have a great, great holiday weekend. And want to let you know that I talked to Mr. Anderson from JITS Concrete here a week or so ago, and he was describing a project they were working on, which was a really large project. And he said, you know, we were able to do quite a bit of it, and now we come in and we do what we can whenever the rest of the work crew is not, or they've reached the stage where they need us to come in and do some more. And that's something that, you know, might not be something you ever consider, as that is, how well does one crew work with another? Construction is a pretty general, specified field. There's general contractors, but then there are specialty trades as well. And so if you want a concrete company who works well with other trades, I want to give you the phone number for JITS Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. They do great concrete work, block work, whatever you need. I encourage you to give them a call. They've got decades of experience here in Brevard County, and they know all about the different strengths and time frames and all of that. They are very, very good at what they do. I encourage you to give them a call. One more time, that number is 321-536-5804. So I want to invite you out to our services this coming Sunday. We are going to be launching on a study called Pursuing Greatness. We're not talking about greatness as far as men are concerned. We are describing greatness as far as biblical definition of greatness. And so if you want to come and be a part of that, we would invite you to come and be with us Sunday morning at 10:30 as we begin to launch in to that study. Our youth are having a special get together that night at one of our board members' homes. And so lots going on this weekend. I just want to brag on our young people just a little bit. You know, there's enough negative things that go on with young people. So let me tell you, a little over a week ago, it was August the 27th, my wife and one of the other ladies in the church have been working for about a year instilling biblical truth into the youngest of our kids. These are kids that are not even to middle school yet, the first or second grade on up into fifth or sixth grade. That's the age range that they're looking at. And so they were getting pretty good with a section of questions that they've been working on. And they said, we want to quiz Pastor Bob. And I was like, they do? She said, now you got to understand, Pastor Bob was a Bible quiz coach. I was never a quizzer, but I did coach Bible quiz. And so they said they wanted to quiz me. And so on the 27th of August, we set up our quiz table at the beginning of service, and they quizzed me and they beat me. And I want you to know, they didn't beat me because I let them beat me. I didn't do bad because I haven't studied those questions. I didn't get any wrong, but I'm telling you, they were finishing the question before I even knew what the question was. And then they were giving the answer. And even I even got beat out on the buzzer by the a first or second grader. and that young lady wasn't guessing the answer. She knew the answer and boldly proclaimed it. And so I just want to brag on them. And then with our youth ministry, we've been working with them. They've got some exciting things that are planned and going on. But most of the kids in the youth ministry are beginning to learn instruments now. That we've got this worship team development that is going on where a young man from Brevard County who's gone on to be involved in missions youth work all over the world, he's coming in about once a month, and he's working with our kids. And the first week, they went from not really knowing how to play the piano or the drums or the guitar and the bass to being able to play and sing the song together. And so I just want to brag on our kids just a little bit for all that they are developing and that they're going to utilize for the body of Christ. Today I want to take you to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3 specifically, as we're continuing to talk about the peace of God. And today I want to take some of the mystery out of the peace of God. I want to give you some practical advice and wisdom from the book of Proverbs. And if I had to put a title on this message, it would be this: don't be stupid, don't do stupid things, and don't stay stupid. Okay, that's kind of a humorous title I would put on it, but it really is what Proverbs chapter 3 talks about. So let me read a portion of Proverbs chapter 3 for you. We're not going to read the whole chapter, but we'll touch on a good portion of it. Verse number 1, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the days you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up and clouds dropped down the dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. That's where we're going to end the reading today. So this is a psalm about wisdom, and it says for us the first path to peace is to not forget the Word of God. to not forget his law and what God has commanded. And it says, for length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. So what if we, rather than approaching the Word of God and looking at it as a way of escape from our prison that we have done to ourselves, what if it, rather than approaching it as a get out of jail card, what if we approach the Word of God and saying, you know what, God is giving us the wisdom that we need so that we can experience the peace of God, because God's wisdom will add length of days to your life, and it will add quality of life to your life. Don't ignore God's word. There are too many people right now who are trying to explain away God's word so that they don't have to embrace it, rather than looking to the Word of God and seeing that it is going to improve the quality of your life. The Word of God will improve the quality of the health that you have in your body. There will not be as many self-inflicted wounds, if you will. There's not going to be organs that suffer the damage that sin will do to those organs. Your blood vessels will not experience the trauma that other lifestyles bring to that. You are not going to have to worry about some of the transmittable diseases that other people have to figure out how to deal with because they did not operate in the wisdom of God's word. Embrace the word of God and allow him, the word of God, the instructions of God, to enhance the quality of our life. You see, I have been told that people who lie have to remember every lie that they have told so that they can build upon that lie so that they don't disclose that they're lying. But if you are always telling the truth, you are able to have a great deal of peace because you never have to be ashamed of telling the truth. In fact, there are some people who have had a history of trying to conceal things, and when they finally realized that other people had found out about it and were trying to use that information against them, they would come out and say, okay, I am going to remove the power that person has over my life, and the way that I'm going to do that is I'm going to tell the truth. So pursue wisdom. It goes on in verse number, don't forget the word of God. Don't be stupid. Ignoring the word of God, building your life upon the word of God is, Jesus said that that's like a man who built his house upon the rock. And the foolish man who built his house upon the sand that did not withstand the storms, that is a person who heard the words but didn't retain them and didn't walk in obedience to them. And so we need to not be stupid, don't do stupid things, and we need to say, you know what, I'm not going to stay stupid. Verse number 3, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Okay? If you will experience tremendous peace if you continue to operate in mercy and in truth. He said, you're going to end up finding favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. So mercy, living a life of mercy, being a merciful person, and being a person of integrity, you are going to find yourself in wonderful positions, both with God and with man. Verse number 5. Says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Now, I want to try and say this as much as I can. God is trustworthy. I trust him implicitly. We tried as best we could to teach our kids when they were growing up to obey what we said without explanation. Not, it wasn't that we were unable to explain, but we knew that there are certain circumstances that you find in life where you don't have time for a debate. You only have time for obedience. If you go into boot camp, they want to teach you how to obey, not that there is time for debate. If you have time for debate, you're going to find that debate between your feet and a long run, or your biceps and a lot of push-ups, or doing a lot of cleaning. They want to teach you to follow orders. Now, I want you to understand that God is fully capable of explaining himself. It's not that he's trying to keep his people in the dark. Jesus came to as a revelation, not as a concealment. Okay? But we have to come to that place where we trust God and that we are not going to lean to our own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, I love my wife. She's a wonderfully gifted person. She's got a great big heart and has a heart for ministry. And I know she loves me. And in all of our marriage, probably one of the most comforting things that she has ever done that said, "Honey, I trust you," is that as we have continued to grow, that if there was something theological that was going on, she would ask me, "What about this person? What about what they say?" And she wasn't asking me in a condemning manner. She was asking in this manner, "I trust what you say. I trust your knowledge of the word. And so, because they've said something that I haven't heard before, I'm coming to you because I trust you. And I want you to know that I trust God. I trust what God's word has to say more than my own understanding." You will find that people who do not understand things will speak evil about things that they do not understand. That's in the book of Jude. They speak evil about things that they do not understand. The problem might not be with the fact. The problem might be with their own understanding. You and I, it would be foolish of us to believe that we have a complete and total comprehension and understanding of the facts. My daughter is a very, very bright young lady. We were watching How the Universe Works or something. And she's listening to all of these astrophysicists or whatever title they have, and they study the cosmos. And she listened to several of them, and she picked up on this. She said, "Dad, they deal with so much conjecture, and they speak as if it's complete and total fact. And then, if it's ever disproven, then they will speak about the next theory with just the same level of authority." You know what? I trust God. I do not have enough faith in the universe to believe in evolution. I do have enough faith and trust in God to believe in his creative capabilities. I do. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. If we will trust him, we will find his direction. We're talking about the ways of peace. Ways of peace. He says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." In other words, we're supposed to live humbly. We're supposed to not be full of ourselves. I'm not here to say that I know everything. There is plenty that I don't understand. In fact, just a week or so ago, I was working on a on an automobile. I was changing the oil in the car, something I've done hundreds of times, and I was so frustrated in the process, I had to call a friend of mine and said, look, I am failing miserably at this. What am I doing wrong? And the answer was, I wasn't as young as I used to be. That truly is the answer. I had to get a pipe to extend my my socket wrench out so that I could get a little more leverage and get the nut loose. But that was only one of the issues. The other issue was the people who changed the oil before me had put on the wrong size oil filter, and that was bringing me confusion. So honor the Lord with your possessions. Remember, we are talking about peace. People have great confidence in their finances, but I'm here to tell you that finances are extremely fleeting. If you want to, this is going to sound like a paradox, but it's absolutely true. If you trust God with your eternity, you should be able to trust Him enough to follow His financial instructions. There are way too many Christians who say, I trust God with my forever. I trust that He's forgiven my sins, but I just can't trust Him enough to tithe. I don't trust Him enough to be able to give. And you know what? You will find in cases like that, that no matter how much you have, there's many people who are of the persuasion that say, well, I'm going to start tithing once I reach a certain financial status in my life. A person told me, he said, a person who's in a completely different financial place than I am. He has no bills whatsoever. And he said, you know, what I have found is that if you have bills, You have about the same amount of money as if you don't have bills. Water seeks its own level. And I don't know what goes on with his finances. All I know is he was saying, you know, I have a need of income. And so I want to encourage you that trusting God with your finances is not going to create greater anxiety in your life. It is going to produce greater peace in your life. That's the paradox. You would think if you held on to more money, you would have more peace. But actually, when you honor God with your finances, you know that He's going to provide for you and all of your needs. Honor the Lord with your possessions. Don't be stupid with your money. Okay? Verse number 11, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. Most of us are of the mindset that when we get corrected, when we get chastened or disciplined, that it is because the other person needs to vent it. But with God, that is not the case at all. He corrects us not to create anxiety or frustration or anger or disappointment or discouragement or disillusionment or any of those negative emotions. When He corrects us, we should automatically default back to the fact that God loves us and He corrects those that He loves. And so if He is correcting me, I experience a great deal of peace because I know He is trying to make my life better by correcting me than it would be if He didn't correct me. Too many parents, I'm just going to go right into meddling here. Too many parents spend their kids' formative years trying to be their friend instead of training them up in the ways of the Lord so that when they are old, they will not depart from it. You and I, we are called to bring correction to our kids. We're to do that in a loving manner, in a godly manner, not in a carnal manner. And so I encourage you, don't despise correction. It should bring you peace that God loves you so much that He is correcting you so that you do not experience great devastation. Verse number 13, happy is the man who finds wisdom. So I want to encourage you to pursue wisdom. And go on down here to verse number 17, and it says this: her ways, the ways of wisdom, are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. I have many times traveled roads that I had no idea where I was going. There are certain counties here in Florida that I do not dare travel in unless I have a navigation system. When I was in California recently on a business trip, I went and I did some sightseeing of some historic areas of significance to me personally. And so I went there, but I did not do so without my navigation system. And on the way back, what I didn't realize was how much that was going to drain my battery. And my charger was in the back of the vehicle, and I'm on a highway, and my battery all of a sudden tells me, look, I'm almost dead. And I said, this is not good, because I have no idea where I'm going. And so I ended up pulling off of the road and, going into a department store and coming out and charging my phone while I was there. Wisdom will teach you how to navigate the paths of life that are coming in store for you. And it says this, that if you and I conduct ourselves in wisdom, no matter which path we find ourselves, what stage of life we are in, we are going to find that the path of wisdom is a path of peace. I don't know. Maybe you've got too much peace in your life and you're just looking for a little more misery. If that's the case, then I encourage you, do whatever you want. But if you're like me and you want to see a successful journey, if you want to experience the peace of God, then I would encourage you to pursue the path of wisdom, not worldly wisdom, but the wisdom that comes from heaven, the wisdom that is found in God's word. Don't trust your opinion. Don't trust your understanding or the understanding of anybody else here in this life that we lead over the wisdom of God. Make the wisdom of God your default position, and you are going to find that every circumstance you find yourself in, you are going to find peace is there. All her ways, all her paths are peace, and her ways are ways of pleasantness. God bless you. Have a pleasant and peaceful day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, tell my praise to you.
It's like an ocean breeze blowing.
Yeah.
just sound fine.